Radio Boston. I'm Adam Ragusea, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. This is the time of year when you, if so inclined, could flip through your radio dial a few times and hear this. Wall-to-wall holiday tunes. Now, if you find that sort of thing gets you in the spirit of the season, then I raise my mulled cider to you. But for my money, this evokes the holiday spirit a lot more powerfully. You're hearing a singing led by the Boston Minstrel Company. It's an all-volunteer choir and band that brings music to places that really need it. Hospitals and nursing homes, sure, but also prisons and homeless shelters. Shelters like this one, the Pine Street Inn Women's Facility in the South End. A Boston Minstrel's performance is all about interactivity. Soloists are pulled straight from the audience and handed a mic.
My name's Michelle Jackson, a.k.a. Sugar. Just being up there, you know, I thought I was on stage and everybody was watching and clapping, and it just made me, it was awesome. It was awesome. It was the best thing I've ever experienced. It took me out of, you know, the degradation and how being here and being homeless and, you know, the depression, it just uplifted me.
And with me in the studio is Tim McHale. He's the song leader and co-founder with his wife Jane of Boston Minstrels. And Tim, that's got to be gratifying to hear how that performance made that woman Michelle feel.
That is. That's a very typical response. It's amazing. It's a very magical what happens and unfolds at a shelter songfest.
So I understand that your group started as something a lot more conventional than what we just heard. You used to go caroling around nursing homes, as a lot of people do this time of year?
Yeah, back in 1985, we started with about a dozen of us, and for about 5 or 6 years, we did the holiday singing at Alston and Brighton nursing homes.
Hmm. So how'd you get from there to here?
One of the minstrels, or not yet a minstrel, said in 91, hey, this is great, why don't we do this year-round? And there's plenty of need for it, we found, and so we're in our 20th year now.
Wow, so who makes up the group?
About 100 minstrels.
100?
We have 100 singers in our group. We all walks of life, all ages, we're somewhat diverse. And I think it's a time of people want to give back, and they really feel warm and compassionate about doing this.
I read that you do upwards of 40 shows a year.
We do. Yeah, we do 40 at different places in Boston and Cambridge. We, you know, Pine Street Inn, the Caspar Shelter in Cambridge, the Long Island Shelter, the MCI Framingham.
The MCI Framingham being the medium security facility,
right,
in Framingham.
Prison, right.
Yeah. So what do you all do when you're not doing this? How do you make time to do this?
Well, I'm a consultant. I manage construction. I work in the nonprofit sector as an owner's representative, so I work out of the home, which allows me to follow my true love of music.
Now, we heard you playing Amazing Grace just now, but you also do a lot of newer music. And at that performance at the Pine Street Inn that we recorded, you can really hear that it was really the rock and the R&B songs that you do that really got the audience going. Let's listen to one of those.
Oh, cool.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need mine.
I want, that's what I want.
Not to make light of it, but there is no small amount of irony in playing that song in a place where people are really down and out.
That's right. It's love, money, those are the two things that we really need. So it's good to bring it to light.
That was you singing the opening bars?
That was me.
All right. So I imagine that, I mean, you got a great voice, as we can hear. When you're performing in a place like a homeless shelter, I imagine that when you ask the audience to sing along, you get quite a range of voices.
We do. And there are no masks in the shelter. What you see is what you get. People don't try to put on airs or anything here.
Oh.
I was to do my a private gig at a lawyer's party or something, it takes three or four martinis for them to get up and do a song. People want to come up and just express themselves immediately. It's amazing. I can count on one hand how many times I've been rejected asking people up to the microphone after 1,200 gigs.
What I do for a living is I chase people with a microphone, right?
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
And I often find that the people who have the most experience talking into a reporter's microphone are the most averse to it, are the ones that are hardest to get. But sometimes the easiest people to interview, the easiest people to talk to, are people in homeless shelters. And I often think that it's because these are people who are so often ignored. They're they're so rarely asked what they think and what they feel.
It's true.
And and I wonder if that's the same phenomenon that you're finding, because these people, it's so easy for you to get them to come up and sing.
One of the phenomenon I found is when I walk in and somebody will be grumbling because we're turning off the television has to go off, or somebody will say, oh, they're going to come in and sing church music or something like that. And they end up being the best singers.
And sometimes you really get some surprises. Let's listen to a moment from that Pine Street Inn performance that we recorded. This is you invited a resident of the inn to come up and sing a solo, and this
cool.
is what happened.
Mary Grace.
Yes.
What a great name.
Yes.
Mary Grace.
Yes. Okay.
Get a key going here. Let me hear your key.
It must have been cold there in my shadow.
She doesn't need backup.
I know.
You never have sunlight on your face.
Oh, go ahead.
You've been content to let me shine.
Now she's presumably been living there for a while, and people there know her, and you can hear the surprise in their voices when she opens up and has that beautiful voice.
That's what we try to create immediately, is awe and wonder. That we're all singing with each other, and I don't even know you, and we sing great together.
Yeah.
You know, we sound wonderful. And so creating that awe and wonder, that's a real unifier. We close our song fest in a circle, which is usually a very effective moment where everybody's holding hands sort of spontaneously. There's not a... I don't invite people to hold hands, but, you know, soon the tears come and through, you know, When I Need Love or Knocking on Heaven's Door or Hold Me Now, one of those tunes, that things start to unfold. And I'll invite people up to the microphone to say whatever on their mind or their heart and just kind of express themselves. And the stuff we hear is just, that's what keeps us coming back for more.
Does a particular story come to mind?
At Pine Street, women's, a woman came up, we're kind of oohing and aahing over Knocking on Heaven's Door, and she comes up and she's very grateful to the Pine Street Women's Inn for giving her the support that she's needed to get to the next stage. And then she holds up a piece of paper and she says, today I got a house.
Huh.
And everybody just kind of goes berserk.
Yeah. So Tim, ultimately, what does doing this give to you?
That's a great question. What keeps me coming back is the fruit of people's emotional states being changed. Things get real positive when the at-large community comes into a shelter and says, hey, you're not forgotten. You know, we're sticking together.
Well, Tim McHale is the founder and the song leader of the group Boston Minstrel Company. You can read more about them at wbur.org/Boston. Tim McHale, thanks so much for coming in, and a happy holiday performing season for you.
All right, Adam, thanks for having me. Very good.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangle@boston.com. If you got something to say, rants, raves, compliments, or criticisms, anything, you can always post a comment on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Find us on Twitter or Facebook. We're at Radio Boston. Email is fine, too. Our address is radioboston@wbur.org. Or for a low-tech but personal touch, you can leave a message on our listener line at 617-353-1137. That's 617-353-1137, and you can find that number online. Our show is produced by myself, Jessica Alpert, and Dan Mozzie. Our interns are Griff McNerney and Jason Breslow. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. And I'm Adam Ragusea. Sasha Pfeiffer will be back with you on Monday. Join us again then for more Radio Boston.
One time. Just one time. Just trying to make his way home.